Oh, we have been called out of darkness and into His marvelous light. So it's into that marvelous light I'm running. Y'all worship the Lord with me.
I once was fatherless, a stranger with no hope. Your kindness waking me from my sleep. Your love, it beckons deeply, a call to come and die. By grace now I will come and take this life, and take your life. Sin has lost its power, and death has lost its sting. From the grave you've risen, victoriously, into marvelous light. Out of shame, by the cross you are the truth, you are the light, you are the way. Into marvelous light I'm running, out of darkness, out of shame, by the cross you are the truth, you are the light, you are the way. My dead heart is beating, my deepest stains now clean. Your breath fills up my lungs, now I'm free. My dead heart now is beating, my deepest stains now clean. Your breath fills up my lungs, now I'm free. Now I'm free. Sin has lost its power, death has lost its sting. From the grave you've risen, victoriously. Into marvelous light I'm running, out of darkness, out of shame. By the cross you are the truth, you are the life, you are the way. Into marvelous light I'm running, out of darkness, out of shame. By the cross you are the truth, you are the life, you are the way. Lift my hands. Lift my hands and spin around. See the light that I have found. Oh, the marvelous light, and Christ is you. Sin has lost its power, and death has lost its sting. From the grave you've risen, victoriously. Into marvelous light I'm running, out of darkness, out of shame. By the cross you are the truth, you are the light, you are the way. Into marvelous light I'm running, out of darkness, out of shame. By the cross
on today, this is the day that we celebrate when Jesus came in, riding on the back of the donkey, you know, Palm Sunday. Normally this is where I would insert some kind of song that says, Hosanna. You know, traditionally that's what we would sing on a morning like this. And, that's what we're shouting every day is Hosanna in the highest to our King. But this was the mark of, you could say, the beginning of the beginning. Because it's not where Jesus' story ended. Jesus' story did not end at the cross. It was only just beginning. And it was the beginning of our beginning. When Jesus rode in and the people shouted, Hosanna in the highest. When they laid the palms down on the street in front of him. Jesus' mind was on the task at hand. You know, he saw the crowds and he saw the people, and I'm sure his heart was going out to them. And he was seeing them and he was saying, pointing to each one in his mind, you are going to be redeemed. You are going to be redeemed. And you are going to be redeemed. And you are going to be redeemed. And you are all going to have access to the same redemption. Because the cross is not the end. It is only your glorious beginning. Oh, hallelujah. So because of that, the fight that we tend to try to fight every single day, Jesus says, stop fighting that fight, because it's already been won. Stop fighting that fight, because it's already been won. Oh, hallelujah. We're redeemed this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. Y'all worship the Lord with me.
Wipe away every stain. Now I'm not who I used to be.
not to sink in a home that will carry me home. And I am redeemed. You set me free. So I'll shake off these heavy chains and wipe away every stain. I'm not who I used to be. And I am redeemed. You set me free. So I'll shake off these heavy chains and wipe away every stain. The same, and a home that will carry me home. And I am redeemed. You set me free. So I'll shake off these heavy chains, wipe away every stain. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise be to God, who always causes us to triumph. Who always causes us to triumph. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Aren't you thankful to be in the presence of the Lord, but also the Lord is in you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We worship you. We honor you. We magnify your name. We lift your name on high.
Yes.
There is no God like you. You are the Lord of lords and the King of kings. You are the risen Savior of the world, but you're my risen Savior.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You're the believer's risen Savior. We praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I'm so glad to be in church with each and every one of you. Amen. It is a blessing. Hallelujah. I'm thankful for the goodness of God. I appreciate everything that y'all do to help work in the church and everything that you do. Man may not notice, but God does. And it takes everybody to do what needs to be done. And I appreciate everybody that helped with the carnival and everything about the church. It's just it's so wonderful just knowing that you serve God with a group of people who are just willing to do whatever it takes to do the will of God. Amen. And so I appreciate it so much. If you would, open up your Bibles to Luke chapter 9. Luke chapter 9 on this Palm Sunday. I prepared a message. I wanted to preach out of John chapter 12, and I hope the Lord lets me do that sometime, but we're going to do something different. We're going to preach out of Luke chapter 9. Do you realize that that about 40% of the Gospel of John, well, everything from John chapter 12 on, deals with the last 7 days of Jesus' life? And here in the Gospel of Luke, 3/5 of it has to do with the last works of Jesus. So the most emphasis and the most important things about the Lord is all on those last 7 days, His Passion Week, and bringing everything to fulfillment and to fruition. And so on this Palm Sunday, I want you to mark this down in your mind's eye. Between dawn and dark. Between dawn and dark. Because you realize you and I, from the moment we're born, we could say that's the dawning of a new day.
That's right.
And we've got so much time until we're going to close our eyes.
That's right.
And that's when darkness comes. You know, when Jesus said, what is it, John, the Gospel of John chapter 9, and then about verse number 4, He said that you got to work. Because if you don't work while it's day, night cometh when no man, no woman, no boy, no girl can work.
That's right.
So we've got to do what God wants us to do. So as we look at these verses of Scripture in this ninth chapter, I want you to look at what Jesus done. And I want you to put it as a parallel, put it as a very guide in your life and my life that should come out of our life. Amen.
Amen.
In your life and my life, that we've got some things that we need to mark down by the Spirit of God as we look at Jesus' example that you've been delegated to do.
All right.
Amen. I've been delegated to do. Follow in His footsteps.
That's right.
And then we need to be dedicated in those things. And then we need to be in a place of declaring those things. And that's what we're going to talk about. So we run one verse and then we'll go through quite a bit of this chapter, but if you would stand for the reading of the word, we'll just read one verse as a text. Luke chapter 9, verse 51. Luke chapter 9, verse 51. When you're there, say amen. Notice what the word of God says. And it came to pass, now mark this down in your mind's eye, highlight it in your Bible, write it on the table of your heart. And when it came to pass, when the time was come, that he, Jesus, should be received up, that he should ascend, he should be received up, he steadfastly set his face to go to Jerusalem. Mark that down. He steadfastly set his face to go to Jerusalem. Amen? Hallelujah. Pray with me. Father God, in the name of Yeshua Messiah, Jesus the Christ, Lord, we ask right now that you do what we can't do, Lord. You teach us by the unction of the Holy Spirit. Father, you help every mind, every bit of our attention be upon you, Lord Jesus, every focal point upon you, Lord, and we just bind every hindering outside voice, Lord, and we just say thank you, Lord, that we have the unction, we have the anointing abiding within us that would lead us and guide us into all truth. Father, help us to walk in that truth. Help us to receive it, Lord, and help us to give it out, Father. We ask you in the name of Jesus, and we all say,
amen.
Amen and amen. You may be seated. Thank you so much for honoring the Word of God. So, let's think about the Lord Jesus Christ. He is your example. He is my example. And as we stated just a moment ago, you know, He said that we've got to be in a place and a position where we work when we can. We do the things that we can for the Lord while we can, because this life is very short and we're not promised tomorrow. What we have is what we have right now. Now, We get the title from this message from in verse 51 there. It said, when it came to pass, when the time was come. When the time was come. Now, this word time here is from a Greek word, herma. And it means between, exactly what we said, between dawn and dusk. Between dawn and dark. And so there was a time when Jesus was going to go and he was going to fulfill every word that was spoken about him. Amen. In the Old Testament, every, right down to the jot and the tittle, it was going to be fulfilled. And so here he is. He's got a certain amount of time to do what he needs to do. And so all of a sudden it's revealed to him, it's time to head toward Jerusalem. It's the time to head toward the fulfilling of that word. And so he recognized and realized, okay, I've got this space of time to make every scripture that's been prophesied about me to come to pass. Well, you and I tonight, in Christ Jesus, there's a lot of scripture that's been prophesied about you.
That's right.
And you and I, we've got to make it come to pass. Because
right.
God's word will never fail if we'll receive it into our heart. If we allow the Holy Spirit to be the one who emboldens us, where we recognize and realize that our righteousness is not of ourselves, but it's from Jesus Christ, then the righteous shall wax bold as a lion. Amen?
That's right.
And so here we are. So let's look at the example in this ninth chapter, and let's get so motivated on this Palm Sunday that we know we're going somewhere.
Come on,
we're headed to Jerusalem. We're headed to fulfilling the Word of God for your life, through your life, to make it manifest in somebody else's life. Amen? That's what we want. Now, notice here he makes this statement once again. And it came to pass when the time was come that he should be received up. When he should be received up. It's time for him to be lifted up.
That's right.
You and I, right now, we look all around. There's darkness. But Jesus is that light, and it's your job, it's my job, it's our privilege, it's a wonderful opportunity to lift up the Lord Jesus Christ. And if we lift up a light, if you lift up a candle, it causes darkness to flee. That's what we want, amen? So let's think about the very first words of Jesus that's recorded, that I think it's the very first words. You may have a different opinion, but in Luke 2:49, Jesus made this statement. He said, shouldn't you have known? He said, shouldn't you have understood that I would have been about my Father's business? Remember, he's 12 years old, and he got lost from his mom and his dad, Joseph. He got lost from them, and he makes that statement because he's in the temple about his Father's business. You're the temple, and you and I, we need to be about our Father's business. Amen? And so let's learn. Let's look at the life of Christ as he's steadfastly going towards Jerusalem. And let's let the Holy Spirit quicken us and see if there's any areas that maybe we're going the long way around. There's any areas that maybe we haven't understood, we haven't embraced, we haven't accepted to be what God wants to be in our life. Amen? All right. Now, first of all, if you notice, let's see how this applies to us. Hold your place in that part of the chapter. And let's turn over to the first part of the chapter. Now, here's the delegation part. Now, this is Jesus Christ himself has delegated you. Say, I've been delegated.
I've been delegated.
Come on now, that's the truth, amen?
That's right.
The Son of God, by the authority of his Father, by the inspiration of the Spirit of God, called you out.
Come on.
And he has delegated you, and he said you're going to do some things. Well, I don't know about you. I want to hear what Jesus says I can do rather than what the world says I can't.
All right.
Amen? So look here in chapter 9 and look at the first part of the chapter. Verse number 1. Then he, Jesus, called his 12. Now, so we don't get into a doctrinal debate. Hold your place right there and turn over to the 10th chapter. And let's make sure, because there's going to be some people to tell you that was just for the 12 and has nothing to do with you. So Let's put that notion right out. Amen. The 10th chapter, verse number 1. And after these things, the Lord appointed other 70.
Okay.
Other 70.
That's right.
Now, the number 70, every time you read it in the Bible, it's very clear. It means restoration. Universal restoration. So Christ had 12 that he was going to send and going to work among his people, the Jews.
That's right.
He appointed another 70. They're going to go to the other sheepfold, two by two, that John, that John 10 talks about, Jesus talks about in John 10 that we don't know of.
That's right.
But you and I know of today because we're a part of it. Amen? So he appointed another 70, and look what it says, and sent them two by two before his face into every city and place whether he himself would come. Well, that was then, but Jesus is coming again. Amen? And we need to prepare the way for the Lord. Amen? For his coming. So this applies to you. So let's go back to the ninth chapter, verse number 1. Then he called his 70 and he called his 12. Okay? So this is all the same thing. He called them together. What did you say this morning? Are we going to be together? Yes, we are.
That's right.
Because by the Spirit of God, you and I, we are one body in Christ.
That's right.
Amen? Called us together. Look at this. He had a gift. And he gave them power.
Come on.
Come on now. We're talking about a delegation. This is what God has delegated unto you, the believer. He gave you power. Power. Now, you've got to walk in that power. I've got to walk in that power to be able to do what God called us to do between dawn and dusk, dawn and dark.
Right.
We've got to exercise it right now. Amen. We're not going to need it in heaven.
That's
we
right.
need it here on earth right now. Now, he said he gave unto them power and authority. Now, this is so important. Because this word power, it's a Greek word. We all talk about it all the time. Dunamis.
That's right.
Dunamis. It means it is a power source that's within itself. It's like, if we could liken it to something in the natural, we'd liken it to a dynamo. In other words, when you start the fire in a dynamo, it reproduces itself over and over and over. What's in you, the more you give out, the more is going to come back in you.
That's right.
Amen?
Amen?
Hallelujah. And so it's been delegated by God the Father, named by Jesus, and anointed in you by the Spirit of God.
Come on.
Three witnesses saying, this is what I want you to understand about yourself. See, the devil is scared to death that you and I, on this Palm Sunday, as we're coming towards Jerusalem, as we're bringing the name of Jesus Christ, as we're fulfilling the Word of God, that we'll walk in this truth. He said, I gave you dunamis power, but I've also gave you authority. Now, as we talked about so many times, this word authority, exousia.
That's right.
But authority will always trump power. God has all power. Jesus has all power, but he has all authority.
That's right.
Now, here's the thing. The gift of power, God gives it to you. You can operate in that at any time. But the ability to operate in authority comes from your fellowship with Jesus.
That's right.
Power is a gift, but authority comes from you being in the vine.
That's right.
And the closer that you're with Jesus,
come on.
The closer you, the more authority you realize that you have where you can operate in the power. Now, come on, this is a delegation. This is what you and I are to operate in from the very dawning of the day of our life. Our Christian life, till we close these Christian eyes and step on the other side. Amen? Or the sounding of the trumpet. So we want to get this. We want to understand this. He said that he called his 12, his 70 disciples together and gave them power and authority over some devils.
No, all.
All devils. Come on now. Hallelujah. Delegated by God the Father.
That's right.
Spoken by Jesus. And anointed in your life by the Holy Ghost. All devils.
Hey.
All devils. Everywhere Jesus went, he didn't turn away. He didn't walk up to the madman in Gadara and say, uh-oh.
No.
There's one too many devil there for me today. I'm going to go pray.
Uh-uh.
And then I'll come back.
Uh-uh. Yes.
See, you and I, we're in this mindset. We've let the devil beat us down to thinking, well, if I don't feel something, if I haven't prayed enough.
Come on.
It's not about your works. It's not about my works. It's about his works. And he completed it all. Amen. It's fulfilled. And he has bestowed this right, this privilege unto you and I. Let's go to Jerusalem. Amen. Let's take people to the place, Jerusalem, remember, founded on peace. Let's take people to a place of the foundation of the peace of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
But we got to do it now, 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 not someday. God's calling you out now. It's time. It's time. I don't care from the moment that you just cut up from that altar and you're saved. This is in your life. This is in my life. Amen. What we do is we learn more about it as we fellowship, as we walk with him. Now notice what he says. He gave authority, power and authority over all devils and to cure diseases.
That's right.
Amen. You realize we talk about it, but I don't think we understand the power of it. Let's hold your place right. Can we take a side trip just for a second? Hold your place right there and go to James chapter 5. James chapter 5. You could quote the verse, but let's read it. It's something about honoring the Word of God where God can do something with us. James chapter 5. Look what he says in verse number 14. Everybody can quote the verse. They talk about it all the time. But notice James is writing to the church. And look what he says. Is any sick among you?
That's right.
Now let's fast forward. Let's say that the Holy Ghost moved on James and he was in this point of time and he penned this book. We would laugh at him. Is any sick among you? Wouldn't it have been better to said, is there any that's not? I don't know about you. Now y'all may be fine, but I'm fighting a lot of things where the devil's trespassing on my body.
Come on.
I have pain in my body. I have struggles in my body. But I've got a God in heaven that sent Jesus Christ that took stripes for my healing.
Come on.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And the word is true. My symptoms are not.
Come on.
I've got a what? What Brother Corey said this morning, I've got to renew my mind to what God says.
Absolutely.
And I've got to let that be foremost in my life. Amen. Notice what he said. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall. Don't you love that?
That's right.
The prayer of faith shall save the sick. And the Lord shall raise him up. And I love this because it takes condemnation out of the ball game. And if he committed any sins, they shall be forgiven him. See, the devil tries to tell you and I, well, you're just getting what you deserve. That's why we got an advocate with the Father. He said, if any man sin.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
And that's to the church. Amen. That's an epistle.
That's right.
So here we are. We see that we've got a great commission. And that commission is that you have power and authority over all devils, which are the source of the sickness.
Come on. That's right. Come on.
They're the source.
That's right.
So here you and I are. We're in a place. We're not in a place where is there any. We know that we, even in our own life, we may be struggling with something. So we got to come back and we've got to say, I've been delegated by God the Father on this Palm Sunday, a fresh revelation, that I need to do what God called me to do.
Yeah.
I need to be about my Father's business. Amen. I need to work while it's light. What does that mean? The light of God is shining in your life right now by the power of the Holy Ghost. And we need to do something. Okay, go back with me. Then he called his 12, his 70 disciples together and gave them power and authority over all devils to cure diseases. And he sent them to preach hell. I love what Brother Donnie said this morning. No, he sent them to preach the kingdom of God.
That's right.
Now, why did he send them to preach the kingdom of God? Because we can't have healing.
That's right.
Unless we understand the king and dominion.
That's right.
We can't have power and authority unless we understand the king and his dominion.
That's right.
See, Luke 17:21, the kingdom is within you.
That's right.
The king, the Lord Jesus Christ, and all of his dominion is within you. And when you go into a situation, you take power, you take authority over the enemy that's at working there. Amen? That's delegated. Amen? It's delegated. To preach them the kingdom of God. Now notice this. And to heal the sick. So we've got a whole different situation between cure diseases and heal the sick. Now, don't get mad at me, but let's just get real clear, okay? When we was reading in James 5:14, if there be any sick among you, from the Greek, if you'll study this out, that word sick there means a very minor ailment. He said, if you can't take care of the minor ailment, then call for the elders. But if you notice and you read it with verse 13, you're supposed to, if you're supposed to rejoice.
That's right.
On your own. You're supposed to pray for yourself first on your own. And then God can be glorified. You can be edified because you can see that it works. But if you can't do that, then call for the elders. But God wants you to know what you can do first.
Right.
Amen?
That's right.
You don't have to depend. Sometimes your best friend or your pastor or whoever you trust, they're not around.
That's right.
But Jesus is always with you.
That's right.
Amen? And He'll meet you where you're at. He'll meet me where I'm at. Amen?
That's right.
Glory. All right. So I want you to see this. I want you to get this down in your heart now. Look at verse 3. He said unto them, take nothing for your journey, neither staves nor scrip, neither bread nor money, neither have two coats apiece. And I just want to, this is not part of the sermon, so I want to touch on this. You can't send people out according to verses 3, 4, and 5 now. Paul went around the world and he didn't go according to 3, 4, and 5. This was for just this moment of time. We're after the cross. We're after the resurrection. And these three verses, if you try to apply them now, changes everything.
That's right.
And so we got to remember Paul said to rightly divide the word of God.
That's right.
By the scribe Luke. And the word rightly dividing is a surgical term. It's a medical term. It means to make a straight cut. So many times we get messed up in the word because we try to misapply what God wants to do. Today, you're going to have money. You're going to have provision to go do what one wants you to do. But guess what? God's your source.
That's right.
God's my source. So no matter what you have need of to do what God called you to do, you look up into heaven, you thank God, and Philippians 4:19 comes to pass because you've done what? You've gave. That's what Epaphroditus did. He took their offering and they had gave, and then Paul wrote back to him and said, but my God, all according to
His riches, my God,
in glory, amen, in Christ Jesus. That's yours. Okay, so here we are tonight. So don't get nervous about not having what you need to do what needs to be done. God owns it all. Psalms 24:1, for God owns the earth and the fullness thereof. Paul reiterated 1 Corinthians 10:26. Amen, that's your promise. That's my promise. So we've been delegated to do some things, but we have all of heaven to back us up. Amen? So let's get serious about this. Now let's go back to our text verse, verse 51. Now notice what he said here. He said, and it came to pass when the time was come that he should be received up, he steadfastly set his face to go to Jerusalem. Now here's what Jesus done. Jesus gave what he had, which was everything that God the Father gave him. God will never ask you to do something that you can't do because he's your source. He's gave it to you. Amen. It's inside of you. You realize when he said the kingdom of heaven is within you, what that means? God is waiting for you to use your authority where the power can be manifested.
Wow. Come on.
There's demons working all around people that you and I are wanting to get saved.
That's right.
And I don't care how much light you try to shine to them. When that blanket of that demonic power is working on them, you cannot reach them. You got to first, what? Use your authority. Yes. And then the very reality of Jesus can be ministered to them. We've got to do it the way Jesus did it. From dawn to dusk, from dawn to dark, let's do it the way the Lord did, and we'll never fail. I want you to get it in your spirit. I want you to write it in the front of your Bible. I am a success. You are a success. You cannot fail. If you'll do it the way Jesus told you to do it, if I'll do it the way he told me to do it, we're going to always succeed. Amen? All right, so let's look at this real quick. Now, go to John 9:23 or Luke 9:23. Let's look at something. We've got to understand, we've got to have the dedication. We have the delegation on our life, but we've got to have the dedication working. Verse 23, this is out of the mouth of Jesus. Now, don't get mad at me. This is what Jesus said. And he said to them all, he said to his disciples, and he said it to them after a revelation. The revelation was that Jesus was the Son of Christ. Okay? So after you realize that Jesus is the Son of Christ, this is the first thing the Lord is going to deal with you about. He's going to deal with me about, and we've got to be dedicated in it. Notice what he says. If any man, any woman, any boy, any girl will come after me, let him, let her deny him or herself. Now see, pinch yourself. That what you feel right there, that's your biggest enemy. Not the devil. No.
Come on.
You're not fighting the devil. Amen? Jesus done that for you. He's done that for me. Now, the devil's going to come against you. Don't get me wrong. But the biggest thing that's going to hinder you and hinder me, you said it this morning, we walk in the Spirit and we shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh.
Come on.
We've got to learn to put this flesh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, notice what he said. If you will come after me. In other words, if you're going to really serve me, he said, let him, let her, let them deny him or herself and take up his or her cross and follow me. So this is a step. This is a step. First thing you got to do is deny what your flesh is telling you. The flesh is going to tell you, well, you can't do it. You don't know how to do it. You don't have the ability to do it. You don't have the resources to do it. All of these things. And you've got to say, no, wait a minute. I believe Jesus more than I believe my flesh.
Come on.
My flesh is going to die and go back to dirt.
That's right.
Why would I want to trust in it? No, I'm going to trust in the Most High God. Amen? And from the very dawn to dusk, from dawn to dark, I'm going to be headed toward Jerusalem. Every day I'm going to be about my Father's business. I'm going to work while it's light. Amen? I'm going to see these things and I'm going to do it. And so I've got to deny myself and then I've got to take up my cross. You've got to do it every day. Make up your mind. Paul said, I die daily.
That's right.
That's the key to our success. Amen? But the cross is an instrument of death. So you've got to do what Paul said at the church at Rome in Romans 6. Reckon yourself dead. Because you've been baptized with Christ, amen? Galatians 2:20, you no longer live, but Christ lives in you, through you, amen? Glory. All right. He said, and then follow me. Now, this is so important. Now, I can't speak for you, but I can speak for me. You know how I made my Christian life so hard? That I tried to create my own path. I was trying to walk in the will of the Lord, the way of the Lord, the word of the Lord, but I was trying to do it in my way, in my timing, in the way that I thought it would be. You know how much easier it is to go in a way that's already been mapped out?
Come on, already paid.
That's our Jesus, amen? So the dedication part now is in you and in I to say, well, Lord, I'll go wherever you say. Wherever you go, I'll follow you. Whatever you say to do, I'll do. Because I want you to think about this. This is so important for us to get in our spirit. Do you realize that everything Jesus did, now this is powerful, don't miss this, by the Holy Ghost. Everything Jesus did, he looked up into heaven and he saw it already done. Now get this now, out of the mouth of Jesus, he said, I do nothing except what I see my Father do.
Wow.
So he looks into heaven because he is the open door and he sees the Father, not just one situation, every situation. He'll go and get along with the Father. He might pray all night. And he would have that whole day played out in his spirit. And as he's taking steps and he gets closer to a new mile marker, he gets closer to a new picture of what he saw, in his spirit, he gets ready. And he sees it, and so then he does it. You know why so many people never do anything for the Lord? They never look at what the Lord is showing them they can do. I want you to tell you what you can do is great. Because John 14:12, Jesus said, you're going to do the works that I do and greater works. Is Jesus a liar?
No.
You realize I could make him a liar?
Yeah.
Because he said, I could, and I say no. And then I sit down. Oh, no, 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 no. Let Jesus' words be true. Let God be true and every man a liar, amen? Including my flesh, myself, amen? So here I am. There's a dedication that God is wanting to build up in me. And the way that dedication is, I start seeing the cross of Calvary. I start seeing what Jesus did just for me. Now, the Bible says that there was an atonement that had to be paid for my sin, for your sin, for the whole world's sin. And the way that atonement was going to take place was that Jesus, the sinless Lamb of God, was going to go to that cross. And he was going to hang on that cross in my place. And everything that I had done, he was going to carry it and put it under his blood. That's the power of Jesus. Amen? And so here you are this morning, here I am this morning, with this deep understanding that because of that cross, sin no longer has dominion over the believer, over you, over me. Amen? The devil doesn't want us to believe that. He wants us to think that we've got to sin. Well, we may sin. You know, we understand that. But we've got that advocate that we talked about with the Father, that if we sin. But you and I can overcome because Jesus overcome.
That's right.
Amen? And he wants to show you how powerful his victory is in your life. See, the only sin, can I be honest with you? The only sins that I had trouble with was because, just as that person I was talking with, I didn't want to give them up.
Amen.
I'm sorry. My flesh liked them. Now, I like being saved, and I like feeling the doodads go down my back, and I liked having the relationship with God. But when I'd get a little farther away from God and I'd get in the flesh, my flesh liked those things. But you know what? God loved me so much that he would what? He would deal with me about that and talk to me. And he'd say, feel how empty you feel now? If you'll come back to me, I'll fill you up. And when I come back to him, the love of God would just come in my heart. The peace of God that passes all understanding would just come in my heart. And he didn't do me like I do Donna. I'm stirring my nose up. Dad blessed you. I'm still mad.
Come on now. Come on.
He didn't do that.
No.
He just grabbed me and he would love on me and he would give me the power to receive forgiveness, but the power to give forgiveness. Amen. Oh, come on now. It's been delegated who we are and what we can do, but we've got to be dedicated for that to come out of our life. Amen. Real quick. Verse 24, for whosoever will save his life shall lose it. But whosoever will lose his life for my sake, the same shall save it. For what is a man advantaged if he gain the whole world and lose himself or be cast away? You know, I was trying to minister to someone here just in the last few days, and all they wanted to talk to me about was how much money they made, how much money they made, how much money they made. And I let it go on for a while, and you know, because we got to see everybody's on a different level.
All right, now.
And we got to see some people can hear some things and some people can't. But when you recognize and realize that the words of Jesus are so true and so powerful, and you speak them, and they don't receive them, but they're a seed. The Word of God never rots.
That's right.
It lays there. Somebody else is going to come along and water that, and God's going to give. Yes. Yes. Amen. So what we got to do is just be faithful. Some people, they've got to have their self-worth in the car that they drive.
Come on.
In the money that they make or the house that they live in. Your self-worth is that God looked down and said, you're worth my son, Jesus.
Wow.
Come on. Silver and gold couldn't touch you. But the precious blood of the Lamb was what it took. That's what you were worth. Amen? Oh, that closeness. Hallelujah. So you've got to see that that God has delegated you to do some things, but you've got to be dedicated to do it. And if you'll be dedicated in these things, you won't get tied up in the world, and you're going to make a declaration. Let's close with that. You're going to be able to make a declaration. Turn back over here in Luke 9:46. I'm trying to cut this short. Luke 9:46. Now, Jesus has had a problem with his disciples trying to tell him that he was going to die, what was going to happen to him. They couldn't get it. They were too busy worried about this, who was going to be the biggest in the kingdom of heaven. Luke 9:46. Then there arose reasoning among them, which of them should be the greatest. Now, you and I, we've got a message.
Come on.
Our message is that Jesus Christ is the Lord of lords and the King of kings.
That's right.
And you are, I am nothing without him, but with him, we are God on the earth.
That's right.
Now, that's a big statement, but that's the truth.
It is.
Even Psalms talked about the children of Israel, that they are, little g, gods in this world. That's what we are. We are under him. We are the little l.
Right.
He's the Lord of lords. We're, you know, he's the King of kings.
Right.
But we're there. Amen? And so here we are. We got to see this. And so the greatness is, it's not in the power, it's in the fruit. The greatness is not in stature in ourselves, but position in Christ. Now, what's your position in Christ? Ephesians chapter 2 says your position in Christ, that you're seated in heavenly places with the Lord Jesus Christ. He's on the right hand of the Father, and you're seated on his position because of him. Amen? We got to see that. That's why you have this power that is there because of your closeness, your authority. Are you with me?
Yeah.
All right. Now, notice what he says. And then there arose a reasoning among them which of them should be the greatest. And Jesus, perceiving the thought of their heart, took a child and set him by him. And he said unto them, whosoever shall receive this child in my name, mark that down, highlight it, in my name receiveth me. And whosoever shall receive me receiveth him that sent me, talking about the Father. For he that is least among you all, the same shall be great. It's where we get the English word mega. God said, you're going to be mega, great in the kingdom when you are what? When you're receiving the one who sent me, God the Father, because you receive God the Son, then the Holy Spirit comes and abides, makes his abode in you to lift up Jesus in every area of your life. Now, here you are. Now, notice that the whole thought gets mixed up, verse 49, and that's why we got to. This is the message we've got to declare, where people don't get confused. Verse 49, and John answered, saying, Master, we saw one casting out devils in thy name. In thy name. Now, Jesus didn't talk about the child receiving in his name, amen? But so many times you preach a message to somebody, you witness to somebody, you testify to somebody, they don't even get what you're talking about. John's not getting it. He's not getting the humble attitude of a child. He's not receiving what it takes to be great. Notice what's happening here. And John answered and said, Master, we saw one casting out devils in thy name, and we forbade him. We told him no, because he followeth not with us.
Come on. Come on. That's a big
statement. Now, see, Jesus said, I want you to be humble as a child. That's what shows greatness. Humility is, we're not worried about what the church across the street's doing.
Come on.
We're not jealous of the church across
That's
the street.
Right.
We pray for the church across the street.
That's right.
Amen? We want God to move. We want people to be saved. We want them to be healed. And we would love for them to be filled with the Holy Ghost. But whatever they will allow to happen, amen? That's what we want. But it's not in the name of power. It's in the name of humility. See, when God gives you this power, you recognize that you can work in that power. You can work in all the gifts of the Spirit that 1 Corinthians 12, 1 Corinthians 14 talks about. You can work in them and be backslid.
That's right.
Because it's a gift. God doesn't Romans 11:29, God doesn't take away his gifts. They're irrevocable. The gifts and the calling of God. Remember, we talked about that. So, but here, you got to see the fruit. The fruit is, first is love, second is joy, third is peace. The three most important. That's, we've got the power gifts. That's the power fruit. Amen? And so the power fruit is that here you and I are, that we want to declare humility. Humility. You and I, we need to walk humble out in this world. People receive a message from somebody who is humble as a little child. Have you ever been around somebody, it's all about, look what I've done, look how I've done it, look how much more I'm going to do it. It just kind of turns you off. You don't want to hear what they've got to say, and you sure don't want to be around them.
That's right.
So our declaration is, listen, I'm a bigger sinner as you are. But Jesus washed me in his blood, and now I'm no longer a sinner. I'm a saint.
Come on, by the grace of God. Hallelujah.
That's the message. And you can be a saint too. Because it's not according to your works, my works, my declaration to you that Jesus hung on the cross and said, it is finished. That's what we've got to declare to people. And if we'll do that, we're going to see people come into you by the droves. Because they're so used to somebody saying, well, you know, you better get rid of that earring.
Come on.
You better change that shirt.
Come on.
All of these things. That's religion.
That is.
The word of the Lord is, Jesus said, I'll show you the way and I'll sanctify you day by day. That's what Jesus does. Amen? So you're going to see changes in people. Amen? But the first thing we want to see changed. See, I can put on an act for anybody. You can put on an act for anybody. That's the outside.
Come on.
People think, boy, they're a really good person. They, you know, or you can talk about something that you've got a general knowledge and they think, boy, they know a lot about that. And you don't know nothing.
That's right.
I don't know nothing. Mm-hmm. Come on, that's outside. God looks at the heart. Oh, and when he looks at the heart and he knows that we're so hungry and humble for him, even though we don't do everything right, guess what? On that ledger of Jesus Christ, he marks it down in the red. Come on, the red of Jesus. Not the red in the negative, like we would have a ledger, but the red in Jesus, and it's okay. So here's what I want you to leave here this morning. That everything Jesus done, he had his face steadfast to go to Jerusalem because he knew that God called him to do something that only he could do. You feel that anointing? There's something this morning that only you can do because Jesus opened the door for you to do it. And he wants you to be empowered by his presence, by his love, and he wants you to be confident in who you are because of him. Don't worry about a word that slips out. Don't worry about an action that kind of gets misconstrued. Depend on the finished work of Jesus and let him raise himself up in you. Amen. While we've got day, and let's do the works of the Lord. Let's be what we what he called us to be. See, man didn't call you.
That's right.
Jesus did, by the Father. And so you know what? There's not one place you'll find in the Bible where he made a mistake. Amen. So let's stand strong in what he told us, what he called us to do and be. Hallelujah. 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 One last verse and we'll close. Look at the last verse, verse 62. Just read the red part. Jesus is talking and he says, no man, no woman, no boy, no girl, having put his or her hand to the plow, looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God. So this morning, every one of us, we put our hand to the plow.
That's right.
And there's nothing to look back toward. know, my grandpa, he had a little over 200-foot rows, and he'd have me drive the tractor, and he had the middle buster, and he'd say, now, he said, you look up there, and he said, you pick you out a fence post, and said, don't you worry about me. You just drive straight toward that fence post. But I couldn't help it. I had to look back every once in a while to see if I was going too fast or going fast enough or whatever. And sometimes we'd have to do the row over. Because if you look back, you're going to go the way you look. You're going to get crooked. Amen? But the greatest thing he ever taught me was to find my focal point and to look at it. And if I look at it, that row is going to be straight. I was so, as a little boy, I was so nervous and so scared because I wanted to do good. But you know what? What God calls good and what man calls good is two different things. The Spirit of God will leave you with this thought. Reflection changes your direction. Reflection changes your direction. So what are you thinking about? What are you seeing? Well, you know, that's what reflect means. That means what's going on in your mind. I've got to not think about that row that might have been crooked. I've got to think about what I'm doing right now. I can't do about anything about that row.
That's right.
And I may not even get to do the next one. But I'm on this one right now.
That's right.
And it's daylight. Amen. My eyes are awake. My heart's beating. And I'm yearning in my spirit with everything about me to do something that's eternal for the living God, the one that died for me. And I'm going to do it. You're going to do it. Amen?
Amen.
Pray with me. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for the power of your word. I thank you that on this Palm Sunday that your face was steadfastly set 2,000 plus years ago. And this morning, by the anointing of the Spirit of God, by the power of the Word of God, our face can be steadfastly set to take somebody to be founded on peace, to be in Jerusalem, Father. Lord, help us to be about your business. Help us to complete everything that you called us to do and be, Father. Oh, we thank you for it. We praise you for it. Right now, Lord, get a host of our heart. Bring truth. Bring revelation like we've never had before. We give you praise for it in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Would you come? Would you come and say, Lord, I want to spend a few minutes alone with you. I want to pray. I want to pray. I want to see what you've called me to do. I want to see the role where I'm at. I want to understand about the power. But more importantly, I want to understand about the authority. And I want to have fellowship with you where that fruit of that spirit and that understanding of that authority can be so real in my life, I can step out in the power. Would you come this morning? Would you come and say, Lord, here I am. Here I am. Minister truth to me. Give me guidance. Give me direction. Hallelujah. You're soldiers in the Lord's army, but more than that, you are His own children. You're in His family. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Fire from above, and I've been down to the river. I ain't the same, a prodigal return. All my hope is in Jesus. Thank God. Freedom and forgiveness. There's a kind of thing that just breaks me. Break him down to his knees. God, I've been broken more than a time or two. Yes, Lord, then you pick me up and show me what it means to be a man. All my hope is in Jesus. Like a bird in prison I dwell, no freedom from my sorrow I fell. But Jesus came and he listened to me. Glory to God, he set me free. He set me free, yes, he set me free. He broke the bonds of prison for me. I'm glory bound, my Jesus to see. For glory to God, he set me free. Now I am climbing higher each day. Darkness of night has drifted away. My feet are planted on higher ground. Glory to God, I'm homeward bound. He set me free, yes, he set me free. He broke the bonds of prison for me. I'm glory bound, my Jesus to see. For glory to God, he set me free. Goodbye to sin and things that confound. Not of this world shall turn me around. Daily I'm working, I'm praying to. Glory to God, I'm going through. He set me free, yes, he set me free. He broke the bonds of prison for me. I'm glory bound, my Jesus to see. For glory to God, he set me free. He set me free, yes, he set me free. He broke the bonds of prison for me. I'm glory bound, my Jesus to see. Glory to God, he set me free. Wonder so endless, I feel with sin. I wouldn't let my dear Savior in. Then Jesus came like a stranger in the night. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more in darkness, no more in night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. Just like the fool I wandered astray. Well, straight is the gate and narrow's the way. Now I have traded wrong for the right. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more in darkness, no more in night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. The blind man, I wandered alone. Worries and cares I claim for my own. In life, the blind man, when God gave back his sight. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more in darkness, no more in night. Now I'm so happy. Sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise.